Welcome to the Spiritual Shit Podcast with your host, Alia Lovely. This is a place where we discuss the spiritual, the mystical, and the magical of the human experience. I will give you personal insights on this podcast and interviews and card readings to help you think about the critical questions we are facing in these complicated times and to shed light on the concerns of the collective. Here, I will take what was woo-woo to the mainstream, so no topic is ever off limits, to have authentic and thought-provoking conversations to help you think about spirituality and how it affects our humanity in a variety of ways. We will laugh, we will cry, and most importantly, we will think about our inherent resilience, transformation, perseverance, and highlight the limitless possibilities that exist within each of us. I want to inspire you to push beyond your own limits of comfort and strive for an open mind, no matter the odds. I hope to encourage you to embrace your potential and pursue your dreams with an element of fun, spirituality, and humanity. Remember to like and subscribe to never miss an episode and review and share so others can be inspired as well. To connect with me personally, go to thelovelyalia.com or join my Patreon at patreon.com/thelovelyalia for behind the scenes extra content for the show and our monthly forum to find like-minded souls to discuss your own spiritual journey. Follow me at Instagram at thelovelyalia as well as YouTube for video podcasts. And thank you so much for joining me on this journey. So let's get into today's episode. Hello and welcome to another episode of Spiritual Shit. I'm your host, Alia Lovely, and this is our third and final episode on Embracing Discomfort series. In this episode, we'll examine the role discomfort plays in our personal growth, how gratitude plays a crucial part, and whether discomfort is antithetical to happiness. So before we get into today's episode, I want to make sure that you know that we are having a group meeting on March 3rd. So if you are a part of my Patreon, you will have all the announcements and information over there, but we're going to be meeting once a month to talk about the topics of this podcast, but also just discussing our spiritual journeys, questions that we have, and finding community with other people who are on a similar journey as we are. If that sounds like you, run over to patreon.com/thelovelyalia to be a part of our group and hang out with us. The other thing is I have new openings for my readings. If you're interested in astrology readings, mediumship channeling, or oracle card readings, I have a lot of new openings that I just changed and now I have more time. So if that sounds like you, you can go to my website, thelovelyalia.com. So let's get into it, okay? I'm first really thankful that I got a lot of good feedback from y'all about last week's episode and the vulnerability that I was able to share with you. I really appreciate that was met with a lot of kindness. It was really hard for me to talk about that. And I'm just thankful that going through that discomfort for myself even proved what I'm talking about is real. Going through this discomfort is helpful to the growth and expansion of our own happiness in the end. But that said, when you think about your life, what would a life of only comfort look like? And how does discomfort contribute to your personal growth? Because I think that just as a nation and as a culture, we tend to be really pain averse, really discomfort averse. If something feels uncomfortable to us, it's not something that we really want to deal with. We find ways to escape. We've talked about that already. But I want you to think about what your life looks like if it's only comfort. And the example that I think of often are people who are like super, super rich. You could have anything that you want at the drop of a hat, have it asked for. There is not a lot of comforts you couldn't afford. And what I tend to see in people who are the super rich is they're not happy either because they continue to grab up more and more money. There seems to be weirder and weirder things that they buy or decide to do with their money, and nothing can sate them enough to make them decide, okay, I'm going to, you know, retire and live off this for the rest of my life. That just doesn't happen. You see the patterns of greed that can show up, or, Jeff Bezos is worth $160 billion, something like that. And I saw the stats that in order to earn that much per year, you would have to make $160 million per hour since you were 16, something like that. And I don't know if it was per year or per, for your lifetime or whatever. But anyway, it's a lot of fucking money. And the things that he does in his day-to-day life. Now, I'm not here to judge Jeff Bezos. I'm really thankful for Amazon. However, you don't get that amount of money without exploiting people. You don't get to that level of wealth without making sure that you don't pay people proper wages or insurance or whatever. And so there's a problem with being able to acquire that much money. And even if you were able to make that kind of money and afford yourself every comfort this life offers, you would never be able to escape the discomfort of boredom, even the discomfort of the lack of growth. If everything in your entire life was accessible to you, you might be saying, absolutely not. I would be so happy. I would be so great. And you know, sometimes I think that too. But when we're in a space where we're only in comfort, there is nothing to help us expand. And I know those of you who listen to this podcast are often looking for growth and progress and some way to expand yourselves. And without something offering discomfort to you, there is no expansion. So the idea of a comfort-only lifestyle, which sometimes we're trying to head towards, right? We're trying to do something in order to get ourselves in a more comfortable space, which I think there's nothing wrong with at all. But it doesn't offer us what we came here for, which is accelerated growth, in my opinion. So how can adversity and discomfort be a catalyst for positive change? What aspects of personal development and growth might be lacking in such scenario for you? And can you identify specific instances where discomfort has been a key driver of positive change or personal evolution for yourself? I know that for a lot of us, the pandemic played a massive role in the changes that we've made in our life. It allowed us to see jobs that we no longer want to work for, or relationships we no longer want to be in, or the way we want to even change our own behavior in order to live a better life. And it was really difficult, traumatizing, and also really awesome to see that on a very large scale, all of us, everyone, was put under the same circumstances. We didn't all get to deal with it the same way, but we were all put in the same basket, if you will, as far as circumstances go. And to me, at least, that was somewhat comforting because it's like we're all going through this together. But the way that people dealt with it was very different. The way that people expressed their discomfort was very different. And the access and the privilege that everyone had was very different. So we saw a lot of anguish and where our system has failed us in really big ways. And I think in a lot of ways was a huge catalyst to the awakening of loads of people on how our systems and earth don't work for everyone, and how we started to engage with existential thoughts and our mortality and thinking about why are we here? What are we doing here on earth? And what is the role that I play? So it was a very interesting time that we all made considerations through our discomfort about the catalytic effect that may have been for positive change for a lot of us. Now, it may have been change for the negative for some people as well, because loads of people went through a lot of trauma. A lot of people died. It was not a fun time. And during the pandemic, there was also what I always refer back to, the summer of terror, where Black men were being killed in the street at an alarming rate, and people in their homes just being shot up and there being no consequences. It was a pretty extraordinary time, we'll say. And now we're going through a new level of discomfort where we are watching online a war, a genocide unfold. We're watching there be severe, unfair measures being taken, excessive force being taken. And I can't imagine the discomfort of the people who are actually going through it are feeling. But then we come back to home base here and we're just uncomfortable watching it. And some of us will look away and some of us will go about our daily lives as if nothing is happening. And that's your choice. But for a lot of us, that level of discomfort is going to be a catalyst for change in our world. And this type of change does not come easily. This type of change is necessary. And it's in my belief anyway, that the world is waking up in a different way. But we don't wake up without that discomfort. We don't expand without that discomfort. So that discomfort, in fact, plays a very large role in positive change, and we have to go through it. We can't go over it. We can't go under it. We have to go through it in order to see that through, to see that positive change happen. It can happen in your own life. That was, you know, I was really super uncomfy in my ex relationship, and I had to go through the process of ending that relationship, which I avoided for 4 years, in order to get to a place of positive change. There have been so many uncomfy things that I have had to go through where I've had to look at those things, deal with those things in order to result in positive change. So we've covered that in the past episodes. I'm sure that if you listen to both of them, that you've considered that at some stretch, that this adversity in some way can be of service to you. Now, I'm not in the camp of everything happens for a reason. I think that some things are random and there is a level of chaos on this planet. But there's always a way that we can garner perspective that can help us deal with our current circumstances, deal with the discomfort. We have tools that are available to us to look at this discomfort from a wide-angle lens and see it from a holistic perspective that can actually allow us to see it in a positive light. Now, I don't want to be someone who gaslights someone who's in a very uncomfortable position and say, you should just be grateful that you're going through this. No, I'm not saying that. Don't do that to anybody. If they slap you, you will deserve it. But there is this aspect where if we're able to gain the perspective, we can see our discomfort for what it is instead of seeing it only for what it isn't. Now, there is a massive shift that can play a role in navigating discomfort, which I think is gratitude. We can practice gratitude to bring awareness and focus to other areas of our life, even overshadowing the discomfort we might be experiencing. Now, this is not to escape it necessarily. However, when I find myself in places where I'm like, this isn't fair, or this shouldn't have happened, or, you know, whatever, all it really takes is a little bit of perspective for me to be able to see my situation in different circumstances. Because I think for a lot of us, we enjoy playing the victim. And I'm not saying you weren't a victim. You may very well have been a victim. But whether or not you're the victim is not what I'm talking about. What I'm saying is we like to play the victim. So even if we're not the victim, we sure enjoy that role. And sometimes we like to dig in. And maybe it's only within ourselves. Maybe we don't express that to anybody else. But I know a lot of us can love a really good pity party. And this is not any like buckle up buttercup kind of language or anything like that. Like, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that like, we can sometimes really dig in a perspective that makes us or puts us in a disempowered space. And even if I am the victim, I never want my reality to show back to me that I am disempowered, that I don't have the ability to shift and change the circumstance that I'm in by changing my perspective. Now, there are very difficult things that I wouldn't imagine that we're going to find gratitude around. However, when I'm in that situation, something like that, I start to think in a larger holistic perspective. So if we're talking about money, say I want to buy a new house. Say, you know, right now our neighborhood is going through transition and there are people who are shooting up the place sometimes. Not my house, thankfully, but we had an instance a couple of years ago where some of our neighbors' cars got shot up, bullets going through their bedrooms and so on. Very scary stuff. And in this moment, I'm like, I don't want to be in this neighborhood. I would love to leave. Like, I don't want my kids to feel like they can't play outside. But me being able to have shelter, I'm sure grateful for. I'm grateful that I not only have shelter, I have beautiful shelter. I have pretty furniture that I've thrifted. I love my space. I love that I was able to afford paint. That is a privilege to me. And so even though the situation is not ideal and there are definitely discomforts involved, I think I can look at my situation and say that my comforts outweigh my discomforts at this stage in this situation. Now, we have a lot of discomforts. right? There are a lot of fears that play a huge role in our day-to-day life that cause us discomfort. And those fears may not even be attributed to anything that we did at all. It is our lack of control of our environment. It is the lack of control that we have in our day-to-day life. It is our safety that could be at risk and day-to-day. You know, we had our Chiefs parade this past Valentine's Day on Wednesday. And I really wanted to go. And because I haven't been to one since we've won 3 Super Bowls in the last 5 years. And I wanted to take the kids because they had the day off school. And I said, no, I'm not going to go because what I said was, I'm not going to go because I think that a parade full of 1 million people would be a mass shooter's dream. And that's a horrific thing to say. But I didn't go for that reason because of the fear that I felt about being in that situation. And we had our first, I don't know if it was our first mass shooting, but yeah, like on a national scale that happened at this parade. One woman died and 6 to 8 children were shot or hurt. There were 21 people, 22 people or something that had pretty big injuries. And just the sadness I felt for our city about like that happened here and it happens everywhere, that our government will allow for this to continue over and over just to keep their own power, that they're so afraid of their own discomfort that their job might be on the line, that they can't keep their cushy jobs that pay them a lot of money and continue to vote down the services that would help their constituents, that would benefit their people. And they won't do it because they're fucking selfish, to be honest. They're more concerned about their own comfort and keeping their power than helping the people it would matter the most to. And that's my opinion, okay? But they're so unwilling to deal with that discomfort, to be challenged, to allow themselves to be challenged, and to allow themselves to even possibly lose their power if it meant saving lives. And this is preposterous. We are watching an absolute circus play out. That's uncomfortable, right? Why did I bring that up? I brought that up because there are so many discomforts that we face in our day-to-day life. But if we're unwilling to deal with them, then we end up and find ourselves in situations where we ignore what's happening. We don't do anything about it. And we find ourselves in this crazy situation that looks just absolutely asinine. And we don't know what to do with it. We can't go through it in order to make positive change. And we may be able to find a new perspective in this gratitude, where we can use gratitude as a tool for reframing challenging situations. But at the end of the day, we still have to go through the discomfort. I was really thankful I didn't go to that parade that day, but I'm sure there are many people who weren't. There are many people who went through trauma and experiences that they never thought they would have to go through. And that can be extraordinarily uncomfortable. I'm sure there are many people that are thankful that they still have their lives. They still have their family members. But there are some people who don't. And they're having to go through a whole nother level of discomfort as well. So gratitude wouldn't play a role right away. Like, it wouldn't play a role right away if you go through something like that. So I just want to make sure that that's the caveat, because some of you are, I'm sure, going to go, well, how should I be grateful about this? I'm not saying be grateful about the situation. It's being grateful that there are other things in your life that can play a role in positive change, or even perhaps overshadowing the discomfort you may be experiencing in this present moment. Just to give some examples, like, I'm really thankful I have the friends to get through this situation I'm going through. I'm really thankful that I have the food to eat during this while others are freezing in the cold. I'm really thankful that I so far live in a place where I can express these views and they're not taken down or censored yet. So there can be a role of gratitude that helps influence our perception of our discomfort. And maybe you want to reflect on a time when gratitude played a significant role in helping you navigate through a particularly uncomfortable period in your life. So even though I'm watching some of these uncomfortable things go through. Oh, hi, Veda.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hi.
I'm recording. How did you get out of your room? Okay. Can you say hello?
Hello.
I'm not even going to edit that out because how cute, right? But even having the discomfort of trying to record your episode early in the morning before all the kids wake up and they get up anyway. And so, real life. So the role of gratitude and how it can influence some of those darker areas in our life can be helpful in being able to embrace the discomfort, even being thankful for the situations that you're going through as you're growing through them. Can be helpful. Now, I get that it doesn't apply in every situation. There are definitely devastating things that we go through that apply a level of discomfort that I wouldn't imagine anyone would ever be thankful for. But, you know, for instance, when someone passes away, like, we're not thankful that they passed away. We're thankful for their life. And we become more grateful for them in the absence of their presence. And just being able to get to know someone that you've been close to who may have passed away, it shines a different light. It allows us not to take those people for granted anymore. We see them in a different way than we saw them during their lifetime. And maybe sometimes we don't, but it does apply a different lens of gratitude to what they meant to us in our life. And when we are experiencing grief, often grief is love without anywhere for it to go. That's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable, but it does help us acknowledge the love that we felt for that person, probably more than we felt it when they were around, to be honest. I've been to funerals where we're like, are we talking about the same person? Where, you know, people in their grief, you know, experience the nostalgia that shows up about a person's lifetime. And we become suddenly very grateful for those people. And that's just one example, but I want you to think in your own life, areas where you could find comfort in the gratitude that you have for what you have. This can also show up. I think like this is the best practice when we're thinking about manifestation, because when we're in a space of, I really wish I had X, Y, Z, we often get in the habit of thinking about what we don't have. And that is super uncomfortable. We are in discomfort because we want something better, or our circumstances are not up to par. And when we look at social media and Pinterest and all the like, we can often think we need more than we do. And that makes us feel uncomfortable. This perpetual need to race after what we don't have. The ad world is genius at making us feel like we don't have enough. And that can make us feel uncomfortable. But when you turn back and look at everything that you do have, especially compared to others, like, you can find those elements of gratitude very strongly in your world, very strongly. So I would encourage you to look at that and also look at what you're consuming that makes you feel like you're not enough or that you don't have enough. Because I can guarantee you, you know, I'm looking in the mirror and going, oh, I need to do this. I should look like this. Or I see some pretty girl or whatever, you know, on TV and being like, oh man, like I really need it, blah, 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 blah. I can be incredibly mean to myself when that happens and cause myself a great deal of discomfort and feeling like I'm not enough, whatever. But I can also be super grateful for mobility, that I have really strong legs that take me everywhere, that I am able-bodied and I have eyes to see, that I have ears to hear, that I have a voice to speak. Like, I can sit and thank my body for what it does do for me instead of what it isn't and what it may never be. I was watching this video. It was really funny. This really young Mexican girl who came to her dad and she started crying and she said, I want to be Chinese. And he's like, what? You want to be Chinese? And he said, but you're Mexican. And she just sobbed. And it was a funny video, but also like kind of sad because this little girl wanted so badly to be something she's not and she'll never be. And in some cases, we often cry for things of hoping or wanting to do or be instead of embracing what we already are and being thankful for who we are as people and how we came in instead of always comparing ourselves to others. So sometimes we put ourselves in that discomfort. Sometimes we allow the world to influence us into that space of discomfort. It's how the world gets us to buy shit, y'all. We see someone with a new cloud couch and think, I must have it. We see someone with a new bag or shoes, I must have it. We see someone with a new nose job or lips, I must have it. And it's like, yo, but you have shoes on your feet. You have amazing things. Like, I'm not telling you to settle for, you know, nothing or the bare minimum, but like, look at what you have and find gratitude. I think that's the only way that we bring in more, if we're really asking for more, is to be grateful for what we have, treat what we have already with care and attention and grace. And I think my mom used to always say that, like, God won't bless you with something new if you don't take care of what you have. And I actually agree with that principle. If we don't take care of the body that we have, you know, it doesn't get better. If we don't take care of the home that we have, what do we think we're going to do with a bigger home? You know, like, if we don't take care of the money we have, what is it going to look like when we gain a lot more, have a lot more? What we'll spend it on? And we're needing to embrace the discomfort in order to be or allow that catalytic energy to come in and make a positive change for us. So for you, I want you to ask yourself the question, what is discomfort to you and why is it so challenging for you to deal with? You get to ask yourself, is this something that is inherently opposed to my happiness, or can the two coexist? Do they work together? Is there a nuanced relationship between discomfort and our overall well-being? I think specifically our culture or society believes that, discomfort is inherently negative, that like we're not meant to have those things. And I find that to be super interesting. I kind of touched on it in the last episode because there are plenty of other cultures that understand that discomfort is a part of the human experience. With no discomfort, there's no growth. There's no perspective. There's no consideration. There's no looking back and going, maybe I should do something differently. We just keep trucking along and going according to, you know, business as usual. And we're needing to allow space for our discomfort in ways that maybe we haven't done before in order to have a better relationship with it, to know that it's not antithetical to our happiness. That is, in fact, helping us build contrast in our life to know what's actually going to make us happy, to know what's important in our life and what's not. Yesterday, I had a really weird experience. I don't know if I just slept on my back wrong or what, but I had thrown my back out in a really weird way. Like when you think of people throwing their back out, it's like an old person who'd been down and picked something up and then couldn't get back up. Not like that, but I mean, I guess I am getting up there, but there is, I don't know what I did, but I couldn't turn my neck. I couldn't move my arms. There was no position to sit or lay that was comfortable without the stabbing pain in the middle of my back. And I was really uncomfortable. And I'm still uncomfortable today. It's not as bad as it was yesterday. But it gave me pause because in this discomfort, I thought, I really need to strengthen my back. I really need to be taking the steps to make sure that I am mobile into my 70s, and what is that going to look like? So that way I can carry my kid. Now I know what I did. I was lifting and throwing Veda in the air the other day, and I think I pulled a rhombus muscle or something. But in that discomfort, I had a lot of time to reflect. I wasn't just going about my day in the normal way that I do. I suddenly was very, very, very aware that my body couldn't do what it normally does, and that I was thankful that it does everything that it does in its day-to-day anyway. And that's something that I take for granted. It stopped me in my tracks. The discomfort allowed me to be thankful for something that I never pay attention to. And you ever cut your finger and suddenly your hand is getting all this attention? You baby it. You take care of it. You're like, oh, no, don't touch it. You're like, it hurts. You know, like we suddenly are very attentive to something we never pay attention to. It gives us pause. It allows us to be thankful for areas in our life that we normally take for granted. So there is a way that our discomfort can complement even our happiness. By bringing discomfort in our lives, we grow. we grow. And for a lot of you, like, growth is super important. It's a maxim of yours that you want to experience in your life. You want that growth. You ask for that growth. But then discomfort comes in your life to give you that growth. And you're like, what the fuck is this doing here? I don't want to deal with this. This is not the kind of growth I was talking about. I was talking about the kind of discomfort where someone gives me a lot of money and I don't know what to do with it, you know, like not having to do my taxes or something like that, right? So there are ways where growth comes in the form of discomfort. If we're able to look at it that way, we no longer demonize the discomfort in our lives, but we use it. We ride it. We understand that it's the catalyst for us becoming more expansive in our growth. I have two friends that I talk to almost daily about our spiritual journeys, and we go back and forth and talk often about our discomforts or the limbos that we exist in and how to gain, you know, perspective on it. And there are times where I get on there and leave, you know, a podcast length message about the discomfort I'm going through, the venting that exists. And in that, I'm able to go back and listen to what I'm complaining about and what's bothering me. And I often ask myself the question, what am I learning right now? What should I be learning from this? Is there any other way that I can see this situation? And if there's not, so be it. But often there is. There often is a different perspective that allows for growth and self-discovery that gives me deeper meaning to the situation and allows me to grow through it. And if you are someone who is trying to build self-awareness, this is a great tool to do so, where you look at your situation from a holistic perspective. When I say holistic, look underneath it, over it, through it, around it, and see if there is a different perspective in which you can hold that particular situation. And I don't mean in like a fantastical fairy tale kind of way. I mean in a realistic, what are the ways that I can look at this? Is there any areas where I can take accountability? Do I not own any of this? Is this discomfort attributed to someone else? Is this person a mirror for me and what I'm experiencing and trying to teach me something? Is this discomfort completely random? And do I need to be grateful for what I have in this moment in time in order to release myself from the feelings of discomfort? There are lots of ways to look at this. But all in all, just understanding and knowing that this is a part of the journey will even lessen the impetus it feels like it is on your life, the inconvenience it feels like it is on your life. Acknowledging it and giving it awareness, being attentive to your discomforts, will allow you to look at them deeper, give them space to exist, and explore the expansiveness of your gratitude. It can change your very life to be able to embrace your discomforts when you're going through them instead of avoiding them or trying to get rid of them at all possible. Now, I'm not a pro at this, but because I am going through a lot of discomfort in my life at this point in time, these tools have really helped me gain initiative in my perspective that empowers me instead of disempowers me. It gives me eyes to see it in a different way than I may have ever seen discomfort in my life, which helps improve my life greatly. I'm able to sit and be present with my circumstances. And I think we're so often thinking in the future or in the past that, you know, we're not really allowing ourselves to be present with the feeling that we're going through. And because we don't give it its proper awareness, the discomfort in our life never feels seen. Again, I treat it like it's a person or an entity in our life. If we can allow our discomforts to be seen through the aspect of presence, then there's a lot more that we can take from that discomfort. There's a lot more that we can grow in awareness around that discomfort. We can see it for what it is and not attribute or stack it on to anything else. And we can allow it to teach us some of the greatest lessons that we'll ever learn in our life. So I deeply encourage you to embrace this discomfort in any way that you can, so that way you can expand and utilize that as a catalyst for your own growth over and over and over again. Now, some of you might ask, why did I start this series off? Why did I start Spiritual Shit 2.0 off with this discomfort series? And I started it off with this because, number one, this is something I'm deeply going through. But number two, we're going to have a lot of uncomfortable conversations on this podcast, more than we've ever had before. And I want to teach my listeners how to sit with uncomfortable conversations. I think it's important that we learn how to sit with uncomfortable conversations, that we're able to sit and listen to people that have beliefs that are not similar to our own, that we're able to hear people who have challenging perspectives to where we sit in our own lives, people that we don't agree with that are not in our own echo chamber. So we can learn how to, one, critically think for ourselves, but two, be able to sit with that. Because I think in our own world right now, we are only willing to listen to those that we are sure have the same beliefs as us. And that's kind of a problem. No one is listening to each other. This is just the way we've always done things. Or those Republicans are crazy. Those Democrats are crazy. Those, you know, whatever it is. We're always so quick to tell people that they're crazy or stupid that we won't even dare listen to what they have to say. And that makes us just like a bunch of screaming cats at each other. Now, there are definitely people out there that I'm like, there's no way I'm listening to that. I'm not going to listen to somebody call me the N-word or whatever, you know. Like, nope, not today. However, I think that collectively, we all need to get better at having those tough conversations and being able to sit and listen to people and discuss, have discord with other people who do not believe what we believe, have varying views on what it is that is happening in the world. And I think that if we can have those conversations, we can sit in that discomfort, we all could grow. It's because that we've gotten used to stonewalling those who are different than us, that we don't understand each other. And it breeds fear like no other. And in my opinion, fear is the source of evil. People do evil things when they're afraid. And we can see it happening right now. If we were able to sit in that discomfort and have these conversations with other people, whew, what that might do, how we might treat people, how we might think could all change. And I think that's something a lot of people are scared of. I don't want to change my beliefs. I don't want to consider anybody else. I'll just stay in my little corner here. And I watch politics, and I find lately it's become very culty. People will follow someone that seems absolutely not a fit for a massive job because they think that this person represents me. This person will talk for me. I believe in this person at all costs because there's no one else who will get my voice heard. And I imagine that if we were all able to sit and have conversations and figure out that we're actually scared of the same thing, that we actually want the same thing, maybe not in the same way. We want safety for our children. We want our beliefs to be upheld and honored, but that we understand that not everyone needs to adhere to our own beliefs, that other people can live different lives. Like if we just had a little bit of that grace, we're able to sit with the discomfort that someone lives a different lifestyle than I do, and not only want to be around people who are like me, if we got comfortable with discomfort in such a way, what a change that would make on the way that we see our society. Those who are fearful or people who are different than them are not well practiced in discomfort. And it causes people to make insane decisions. It causes people to show up at a Chiefs parade with guns. It causes people to argue mercilessly for things that don't actually help their constituents. It causes people to come up with insane conspiracy theories of what the left or the right is doing. It causes people to treat people like they're subhuman. It causes people to run in and occupy land at any cost. It causes mass destruction because we can't sit with the discomfort in knowing that there's someone over there who is different than me. And because I'm afraid of that, I will do anything at all costs to end them. That's what it turns into. We all need to get better about sitting with discomfort, embracing discomfort, especially when it comes to our human existence. And if we cannot do it, we will see more and more of what we're watching right now happen in our world. Now, I can't speak to everyone. I can only speak to those of you who have felt led to come and listen to this podcast. And if you do, I truly believe that Spirit has brought you here for this message specifically. If you can get comfortable with discomfort, we can make a shift. We can shift society in a really big way. So share this series with someone you love, and we will come back next week with an interview. I'm so excited for y'all to hear all the really amazing people that I'm having on the show this season, and we will see you next week. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I really hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to connect with me more, head over to patreon.com/thelovelyalia so we can discuss your views about spirituality in our monthly meetings. If this episode spoke to you, please share it and make sure you tag me. And always, if you're looking for some spiritual guidance, you can always find me at thelovelyalia.com for spiritual advising. Thanks again for listening. I hope you have a beautiful week, and we'll see you next week.